Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. Nobody ever has to worry about not getting what's coming to him. People don't have any control, only Hashem does. We should never be fooled by the way things seem to be, because Hashem is always the only one who decides what we get. Rabbi Elimelech Biderman told a story about a man from Beit Shemesh who needed financial help to marry off his daughter. He traveled abroad and went around collecting with a driver who was taking other collectors as well. One of the collectors in that car was a bully who demanded to go around first at every stop, and only afterward were the other collectors allowed to leave the car. At one of the shuls they stopped at, this bully got out, went around collecting, and then when he came back, the others went in. The man from Beit Shemesh came back after he went with a check for $1,800 from one of the congregants. That was totally out of the ordinary, as people in the shul usually gave out singles. The donor explained that he made a nice business deal that day, and he would give the ma'aser to the first person who asked him with a legitimate need. The driver was wondering why the first collector who went in didn't get that check. Wasn't he the first with a legitimate need? Turned out, the donor went to the bathroom during the time that first collector went in. People could try to push their way forward all they want, but their efforts will never prevail if it's not the will of Hashem. Our job is to recognize everything we get comes only from Hashem, and our hishtadlut is just us going through the motions to get it, but not what actually brings results. Rabbi Biderman told another story about a rabbi whose first name is Shlomo. This rabbi leads a chesed organization in Israel, which gives out 3 meals worth of food every Friday to 2,000 families. On one of his latest visits to New York to raise money for this cause, he stayed by someone's house in Borough Park. A friend of his from the neighborhood told him about a very wealthy man he knows who is a 6-hour drive from where they were. The friend said this wealthy man gives very big checks for these types of organizations that give out food, and it would be worth the rabbi's efforts to make the trip there. Rav Shlomo said a 12-hour round trip was too much for him to handle, but the friend kept pushing, and eventually he offered to drive the rabbi himself. The friend called for an appointment with the wealthy man and was told they could come. When they arrived, they saw a table filled with food for them to enjoy after their long journey. While they were waiting and eating, the gabbai told them when they would be allowed to go in to speak to the wealthy man, there were 2 rules they had to keep. Number 1, they were not allowed to talk until he spoke first. And number 2, they would not be allowed to tell anybody how much he gives them. They were eventually called in, and after their presentation, they were given a check which turned out to be less than the price of gas that they used for traveling that day. The friend felt so bad that he dragged Rav Shlomo all the way there. But Rav Shlomo was not upset. He was actually happy. He began praising Hashem, saying, "Thank you, Hashem, for showing me that my hishtadlut means nothing." They drove back and arrived in Borough Park shortly before 2 a.m. They went to the Shomrei Shabbat Bet Midrash to catch a minyan for Arbit. After the minyan finished, somebody came over to Rav Shlomo and patted him on the back, giving him a warm hello and introducing himself. This was a man who Rav Shlomo had been trying to get an appointment with for 6 years and was never able to. The man said he never prays that late, but that night he had a wedding that just ended. Rav Shlomo spoke to him about his organization, and on the spot, the man gave him a check for $18,000. Then Rav Shlomo saw even more how much his success depended only on Hashem. Turned out, Hashem used that long journey just to get Rav Shlomo to pray at that 2 a.m. minyan that night to get his money from the other man. Hashem controls everything. Nobody can take what's ours, and not necessarily do we get what's coming to us from the hishtadlu we make to get it. Hashem has many ways of sending. We put in the effort, and Hashem decides where to send the blessing from. Have a great day.